Welcome to Drunk to Who. Steve, I'm John. Who are you?
Oh, fuck. I'm nobody.
Aww.
No, I'm Steve.
And Steve, what's this podcast about?
This is the podcast where we drink, we watch Doctor Who, we drink, we talk about Doctor Who all while drinking.
And today we're talking about Series 2, Episode 3, The School Reunion. Steve, what's this episode about?
Today we're talking about the same episode we always talk about, John. This is technically now the fourth redo,
oh, God.
Thanks to various technical issues. One day I will invest in some sort of equipment that will help us do this goddamn thing right. But
I got you, babe.
This is not. Yeah. Anyway, so as I said, the first fucking time we did this episode.
The second time?
What? I don't know. No, it was the first time because it was before I saw it. I said this episode was about Rose having to go back to her high school and go undercover as the cafeteria lady. And I was so close to being right because in this episode, Rose is an undercover cafeteria lady. So I was annoyed that we had to do this. Oh, my God. We've done this so many times.
This okay. Yeah.
Anyway, what do you think it's about, John?
I think it's about time that we do a shot before we actually start talking about this episode, Steve.
Okay.
So...
I'll do
the same damn shot again.
The same.
I'm going to start crying if you do.
The fourth time. Is the fourth time. Here's to swimming with bow-legged women. Hey, that's literally a toast in Jaws. That goes down smooth.
Yeah.
Okay.
So,
Giles!
Yeah.
This episode has Giles in it. So we're just going to do this. You know what?
You know, we've been a little behind on like putting out episodes because we had School Reunion recorded, but there was
like a month ago.
A month and a half ago. Was that
whatever.
Thing. But like when you were editing it, it had like
the first time we recorded it. I was editing it, and then something happened where when I launched the file in GarageBand, it wouldn't open.
Yeah.
Everything else opened, but it wouldn't open. The second time is when we discovered that the laptop you record on had a bum USB port. And the reason that we record on two laptops is because my MacBook Pro has only one functioning USB port, but I know that.
And apparently mine does, too.
Yeah, well, yeah. But yours, it actually, like mine, it won't. It's physically damaged. Yours is emotionally damaged. Because
it's very appropriate.
Because it's got in like an electronic drum roll throughout the entire track when you record through that USB port.
Yeah. So we recorded this again, and now
again, and
we're
again,
recording it
and
again.
Again and again.
Yeah, again.
And again.
This is our Groundhog Day, people.
This is our or this is just our Sisyphean task.
This is our live, die, repeat.
Oh, God, let's watch that movie.
Can I be the English chick?
Emily Blunt?
Oh, I want to be Emily Blunt.
Sure, but that means you got to be married to John Krasinski.
Okay.
Jim from The Office.
Yeah, I see no problem.
Okay, cool.
I mean, it's better than being Tom Cruise, because then I'd be married to...
I have no idea.
Lord Xenu?
I'm honestly pretty pleased that I have no idea. Anyway...
Is he married now?
I don't know!
Maybe not.
Anyway, so...
So again, like we're not going to like go through like the thing of
we're not
saying,
go...
"Hey, Steve, what's this about?" Because you already nailed.
I at least
the
his
one
part.
Thing. Yeah,
I don't know if this was the episode I talked about the doctor having a heroin problem, but I'm still not convinced
probably.
that did not happen.
No. But you're bearing the lead, dude.
Okay, I was right.
You're still bearing the lead. What were you right about?
The fact that Rose was the cafeteria lady.
I know. Well, you didn't say it this time.
Okay, no, I did a few minutes ago.
Yeah, so Rose is the cafeteria lady.
Do not make us do this a fifth time,
and
John.
Like,
God damn it.
And when we actually talked about it the first time we recorded this, and like after, I think it was like the first thing back, you're like, I was right!
Yeah.
You were so proud, and I hate to take that away from you because you were so proud.
No, I'm a middle child. I'm used to being shit on.
Yeah. So, so let's pretend that, you know, Steve said, hey, School reunion, she came back as a lunch lady, the doctor had a heroin problem, and let's just throw farting pigs in there, because why the fuck not?
It wasn't farting pigs, they were chasing a pig and they were farting aliens. You know what, I'm opening
pigs
my
fart.
Beer.
Okay, open the beer. After the sound effect, No, we're not. You're open mind too.
Okay, fine.
Oh.
Oh, wait, sorry. I didn't trigger your...
Because it was still working. There we go.
Okay. No, I should give you the beer, not the bottle opener.
Yeah, I know. I'll just...
John has a TARDIS bottle opener.
And a Dalek bottle opener.
Yeah.
Well, you'll hear that on different episodes. Probably. We don't want to spoil that one. No. All right. So, Steve, again, I think I remember you liked this episode.
So what was
What's your first impression?
My first impression is they want to put a gun in my mouth and stop talking about this episode.
Well, God forbid.
But instead, we're going to talk about how Giles was evil, the evil headmaster of a high school. And high school, right? Not junior. Let's just say high school.
You know, it could be like one of those, like, you know, middle school, high school things, 6th through 12th grade.
I work at a K through 12 school, so...
You know, it's probably like very much like Hogwarts, where it's just kind of like they start at the 10s plus.
Oh, I assumed it's like Hogwarts and that the stairs move.
Oh, I assume it's like Hogwarts and they have ghosts everywhere.
I assume it's like Hogwarts and the cafeteria women are all played by house elves.
I assume it's like Hogwarts and the science teacher is always trying to kill me.
Oh, I assume it's like Hogwarts and that if you're a student who gets in trouble, you're punished by going on a deadly mission into the woods.
I assume it's like Hogwarts where, like, you know, one of the teachers is a giant who, like, always just almost mistakenly kills you.
Oh, I assume it's like Hogwarts in that the headmaster assigns points to houses based on his whims.
I assume it's like Hogwarts where, like, you know, one of your classmates is like this, like, homely chick who suddenly shows up all hot and stuff and you want a boner.
Okay, sorry. You ruined it. What's that?
No!
What?
Dude, that's Hermione, you stupid shit.
Not in the books.
I can't believe you didn't, like, put that through.
Not in the books. A thing. That is a thing from, like, She's All That, where they take off their glasses and she goes from being plain Jane to the hot chick.
Expecto, you broke us.
Whatever. No, you did. Because you didn't choose wisely.
Oh. All right, so Giles.
So
is
Giles
like
is in this, and you can tell that he's like evil because he's got a sneer and his hair is slicked back, and he's wearing a dark suit.
Yeah.
And so he's
slicked
like
back hair always a sign of evil. Always.
Yes.
Always.
Okay.
Yeah. Giles
so there's
like,
a
hey.
there's a child outside his headmaster's office, and he's like, "Hey, who are you?" And the,
I'm a girl who's being punished.
Yeah. And wait, where are your parents?
I don't have parents. I'm an orphan.
Oh, wait. Do you live at the orphanage?
I do.
Well, then no one will miss you.
Okay.
Come into my office for lunch.
Okay. Ouch. I'm being eaten.
Yeah, well,
run
I don't...
Run that way.
I don't think she said that. But yeah, but Giles was like, hey,
you
come into my office. And he basically ate her for lunch.
Well, and then like
then the
that
credits.
Was our cold open. Then
the credits,
ba-da-ba-bum.
And it's still the Doctor Who fishing lure logo.
Fishing who? Oh, that should be a show.
Oh my God, we're not going to start fishing on this podcast.
No, fishing who? Where it's like, you know, he brings like someone different each time when he tries to go and catch a fish.
What the hell are you talking about,
dude? I don't know. We've already like so we come back. And you see the doctor's, like, teaching.
He's teaching physics. He's the substitute teacher for physics. And find out that one of the kids knows way more than he should or more than he did recently, I think.
Oh, it was like one of those things where it's like, you know, it was not just like, hey, what's pi? It's like, hey, what's pi times the theoretical theorem of, like, you know, space in, you know, the alpha quadrant. The kid's like, he should not know this because he's an Earth.
Yeah. Yeah. What would they call a quarter pounder if you were in the gravity of Venus?
A mini Royale with cheese.
Yes. A Venusian with cheese? I don't know. Anyway, so this is a kind of weird question that the kid shouldn't know, but he does know. And he didn't know, like, more than a couple months ago before Giles took over.
Right.
So
then the doctor goes to lunch.
The doctor goes to lunch, and we see Rose there, and she's got a look on her face like, you asshole.
I'm wearing a hairnet. I am so embarrassed.
Yeah. And this is where I got so happy when we first watched it, because I said it would happen.
You squeed.
And then there was a woman who worked with her in the cafeteria who, like, got some oil on her hand and then freaked out. And Rose is like, I'm going to call 911. Or, no, I'm going to call emergency services.
Right.
And then the cafeteria woman who's in charge, because they're all women who work there, the cafeteria lady who's in charge is like, no, don't worry about it. And they bring this woman into the office, and she explodes.
And Rose is like, seriously, should I call someone? No, no. She does that.
Yeah, she does that. She explodes?
Well, you know, what woman doesn't explode if you touch her in the right place? You'd know better than I do,
with,
Steve.
With oil? Hot oil?
Oh, or like at least warm oil.
I don't know. So we're drinking Lagunitas Little Something Something right now.
I know, right?
It's got a 7.5%, and this is our 78th of the day.
Oh, no, this is only our second time we're trying to record this episode today.
Oh,
well. But it's the fourth one in general.
Yeah, well, hopefully this one will take.
So by the time we actually get this episode recorded, we'll have drank like 4 12-packs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So, now, so again, the doctor knows something is afoot. And then, like, you see the headmaster, Giles.
You're just naming body parts now. Afoot, headmaster.
So.
See, that's called comedy. I'm sorry. I'm so sorry.
No, it's just called time filler.
It's just called shit.
So you see Giles talking to this woman. He's being
oh, in like the teacher's lounge.
Right, he's being interviewed by a reporter, and this reporter's name is.
Well, no, the doctor sees her and was like, he has a big grin on.
No, we see her first. We see her like interviewing the headmaster.
It's been a good
six weeks when the fans squee.
It's been a good 6 weeks since
I've
seen
this. And then you squee because you're just like, I called about like the lunch lady thing. So Sarah Jane is like interviewing the headmaster. It's like, your scores have gone way up. Oh, it's because like we're it's something in the chips. Ha 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 ha. And you know.
Oh yeah, he says it's something in the food or something.
Right. Ha ha ha.
But it really
turns out
is.
It really is. Because
in the end, isn't it the oil?
It's like Krillantine oil, which sounds like. Because they're Krillantines, does that mean they're...
It sounds like they're, like, mopping off their greasy brows and, like, wringing it out into a bucket.
And they're literally, like, barrels of this shit, too.
Gross.
Are these, like... I know. Are these, like, you know...
These are an oily people.
These are, you know, it's like, it's the Italians of...
Swarthy. There they go, John. Fine.
Send your complaints to idontgiveafuck@drunkerwho.com.
Now I gotta make that email address. Jesus Christ.
We don't have it yet? Shit.
Okay, so yeah, but then the doctor sees her being interviewed, and it's like, he's like, what?
Hi.
I think. And then
I'm John Smith. I knew a John Smith. He's like, did you really?
What's your name?
Sarah Jane Smith. Oh. Because he's used that alias before.
John Smith. It's like, if you're gonna pick an alias, like.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
And he's just like, oh, it's so nice to meet you.
Yeah, he's obviously really happy. And I kind of assumed that meant she was a former companion because, you know.
Yeah, history.
Yeah, companions come and go. And the doctor has been around for, in TV time, like 50 years almost.
You know, like watching it, did you think this woman had been like his companion 30 years prior in like TV terms? Well, she was still pretty good looking, right?
No, she did not look like she was old enough to be around for 30 years ago, but
I mean, gotta figure she's gotta be in her 60s by that point.
Or hundreds.
And so now let's just say some stuff happens. It's later, it's dark. The school's closed, the kids are home.
Well, yeah, they go, they're breaking into the school to investigate, and I don't remember why they picked up Mickey. Probably because he's an ace hacker because he owns a fucking computer, and
he has all the passwords.
He guessed Buffalo as a password in a season one episode,
probably.
And so they bring Mickey in, and then they're investigating, and then we see that Sarah Jane Smith is also breaking into the school at night and investigating, and she stumbles across the TARDIS,
and she's like,
oh shit. You know, hello, my old friend.
And then she, like, turns around after coming out of the closet. After she comes out of where the cupboard and the TARDIS is, she sees John Smith. And he's like, hello, Sarah Jane. And she's like,
oh, you're him. Or
like,
something.
Yes. And she goes, you've changed your face. He's like, yeah, a bunch of times. Catch up, bitch.
And he's not like, well, so have you, but only in a slightly older way.
Right, and then Rose comes and is kind of like, Who's this?
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah, and so they run it. They all go basically out to an all-night diner. No, oh, no, because she then mentions, like, oh, I have someone who can help us. And it turns out to be a robot dog in the car.
Because they found goo and they wanted to analyze the goo? Is that what it was?
Whatever, MacGuffin.
Oh, no, because it was like, it was the oil.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, we need to analyze the oil.
Yeah, Rhodes was like, hey, they're all being really weird about this oil.
Yeah.
This
that we
giant
cook the chips in.
Vat of this giant drum of oil that they cook the chips in.
Yeah.
So then they go, and he's like, well, we could analyze this if we only had, I don't know, a robot dog? And she's like, I just happen to have a robot dog who's out of batteries in my car.
Yeah. So he's just kind of like, you know, then he pulls out his, like, Energizer Bunny and, like, shoves it up, like, Canine's ass, and he's like, Master?
Wait. Why would you say Energizer? Why wouldn't you just say Sonic Screwdriver? You're still doing the shove up the ass joke. Why not say Sonic Screwdriver instead of Energizer Bunny?
Time I'm trying to, like, come up with a new joke.
But they don't know
I was,
it's not
I was,
new.
Like, D-cells.
Everything
like
is new according to them.
I'm trying for something fresh.
Okay. Well, this is a fresh beer.
Let's just say he gets Canine up and running, and they're in Chip Shop. And, like, you know, and then, Rose and, like, you know, I don't know at what point Rose and Sarah Jane were comparing notes and kind of getting a little bitchy with each other.
They were getting a little bit. I think they were just sniping about each other. I don't really think there was just them talking. But then we play.
Later we get to the
then,
point where
yeah,
they like.
Then we
like
show. Then we see that Giles and a gargoyle, essentially, are sitting on the roof of the school looking down on them through the window of the all-night chip shop.
Right, and the guy, you know, and, like, Giles is kind of like, well, I wish I could be like you, but, like, I'm too human now.
He kind of liked being a human.
He liked being human.
Or
he's
they
like,
just,
you know, I like slicking back my hair. I can't do that as a gargoyle.
Or, like, or Giles was just like, you know what? Fuck it. I like being on screen as me. I don't want to do voiceover shit.
Yeah, probably, yeah. You know, they paid, you know what? I'm sure they paid money for Giles.
There was,
he
oh
was Giles.
God. Yeah, there was Anthony always
Anthony Michael Head?
Anthony Stewart Head.
Sorry.
No, you were just using a member of the Brat Pack, Anthony Michael
Anthony
Hall.
Anthony Michael Hall was a Brat Packer?
Yeah.
Oh, he was like a lame Brat Packer.
Well, yeah, every group has a lame one.
He was like the ginger.
Whatever. No, because they had talked about, I just remember they, for some reason I'm thinking of now, for some reason I'm thinking of Buffy. They had talked about doing an Anthony Stewart Head as a Giles, like, as Giles, a show of his own called Ripper, because that was the character's nickname in Buffy. And it's like, oh, I wish that would have happened. But, you know, instead we got comic books that continued the story of Buffy, but there were just...
We got Angel.
I loved Angel, yeah. I actually watched Angel before I watched Buffy. But, like, the comic books are weird because they feel like fan fiction. Like, because it's like, oh, we don't have a budget. We can make Dawn be a 50-foot-tall giant because she's cursed and... We can do all this and this, and Spike can be hanging out with aliens in a spaceship. And it was just fucking weird.
As one is wont to do.
I am wont to do.
Of course you do.
I want to be a fucking 50-foot tall Godzilla-like creature.
So then the doctor...
Although I would need pants.
Well, wouldn't they just grow with you? That's what always happens in the movies.
Not in this...
The 50-foot tall woman, her bra grew with her.
Yeah.
Not her blouse, but her bra did.
Well, you know, because they wanted to keep it PG-13.
Well, this is the 50s. They wanted to keep it so, like, you know, the Catholics wouldn't.
I'm thinking of the Attack of the 50-Foot Cheerleader with J.J. North.
I'm not.
Yeah, I'm oddly enough thinking of weird PG-13 TNA movies that aired on basic cable in the 90s.
So they get Canine out running, and it's kind of like, hey, let's meet back here tomorrow morning. So the school's back in session. You see, like, the Dr. Rose and Sarah Jane walking to the school. Mickey stays in the car with K-9, because K-9 isn't very ambulatory, so of course they stick K-9 with, like, you know, the other tin dog.
Well, and Mickey's like, oh shit.
I am the tin dog.
I'm the robot dog. He's like, I'm just here to be occasionally useful. Rarely useful.
Yeah, well.
And then, yeah, this was my favorite part in the episode, which I have told you 78 times, because we've recorded it that much.
I got you, babe.
Okay, fine. like a Groundhog Day reference, fine. And so, yeah, because the doctor is talking about doing something, and Rose sticks her hand back for the doctor to hand her something, but he hands it to Sarah Jane Smith, because she also stuck her hand back. It's like, it kind of drove home the point to me, a relatively new Doctor Who viewer. Doctor Who viewer, that's an odd... Anyway, it really struck home the point that, like, oh, the companions are kind of not disposable, but, like, they're similar, and so...
Well, I kind of got it that, like, you know, he knows them so well.
Yeah.
He knew Sarah Jane could do this, whereas, like, you know, Rose doesn't realize that, you know, again, like, Rose doesn't realize at this point that she's another in a long line of, and he knows their strengths and weaknesses. Her strength is she could be a lunch lady, and whereas Sarah Jane could, like, you know, do investigative shit, because that's her job.
Well, no, I got the impression that it's like, oh, there's a companion. It's just a role. It doesn't matter who's in that role as long as someone is in that role.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
right.
Like, so Rose isn't nearly as special as she thinks she is.
She thinks she's so special.
Well, wouldn't you?
Well,
if the Doctor chose you to travel around the time and space with?
Well, she had,
like,
good hair.
Like, holy shit.
Had?
I think still has.
Oh, I bet she does. So, like, they go to the school and, you know, again, like, you know, the Doctor goes and, like, meets with Giles in a pool.
Yeah, they were right beside the pool.
You know, and I think this was actually written by Stephen Moffat.
I think it was.
You know, does that sound kind of familiar-ish, meeting by a pool with your nemesis?
Yeah, because that's what Moriarty did at the end of season one or two.
One.
Of Sherlock.
One.
Yeah, and it was, yeah.
That's where we kind of learned there was a Moriarty. But then, like, you know, so they're going back and forth, and Doc's like, well, you really need to leave his planet, and Giles is kind of like, yeah, you know what? Sorry, already invested.
Yeah, I like it here.
I like it here. And then, like, Rose and Sarah Jane are going, and Sarah's like... But that's when they had, like, the companion off.
Did we miss that earlier on, there was a super smart kid who went to a special class with a skinny black English dude with a goatee who taught it, and it was basically Ender's Game. They were playing a game.
Oh, sure.
And there was basically just trying to figure out this math equation.
Also, there's, like, the chunky kid who was kind of like the follow-through.
Yeah.
Chunky kid was kept showing up everywhere. Terrible actor. Sorry, chunky kid. You're probably, like,
I don't
you know,
know.
Playing,
I think,
like,
he was
Dame
fine.
And Judy now or something.
I don't know. I think he was fine.
Yeah, you know, but it was kind of like, you know, he's just kind of like, you know, he keeps, like, showing up everywhere.
So, yeah. So,
pause it. And so the Doctor meets him at the pool, and they're just, like, talking, and he's just kind of like, here's all my evil plans. The Doctor's like, I want to stop your evil plans.
And he's like, nah, I don't think you will.
I like my evil plans.
I like my evil plans, and I like it here.
I like it. This place is nice. I'm like, I've assimilated.
And so is this where they've, like, chained the school shut?
And yeah, well, it was the same day.
Yeah, and after, because the Doctor fixed K-9 with a sonic screwdriver, so K-9 is functioning again. So Mickey is like, hey, something weird is going on. We're going to break in.
But first,
I don't know.
No, we get the Sarah Jane and Rose little companion.
Oh, yeah, this was great because they bond over how difficult the fucking Doctor is, right?
Yeah, because I think I remember, like, earlier when like, Mickey realized, like, wait, this is an old companion, this is a new companion. Oh, it's the ex and the missus.
That was the greatest line! Oh, my God.
That was amazing.
Because he went to the Doctor, he's like, oh, my God, it's bad for you. The ex and the missus are getting together and talking.
Oh, that was awesome.
Oh, it was awesome.
Every dude's nightmare. And then they sort of kind of like, you know, Sarah's like, I've seen mummies. And Rose is like,
I've seen Slitheens.
Well, you know what? I've seen Dagobah.
Yeah,
shut up.
That's Star Wars.
I know. I can't think right now.
Yeah,
but they're going back and forth. And then so
they're having a companion pissing contest,
right.
Essentially.
And they realize they both piss just fine.
Well, yeah, they bond over how difficult it is to just deal with the fucking Doctor on a daily basis.
Yeah, they're just kind of like, don't you hate how he, like, you know, pees, sitting down? And Sarah's like, oh, my God, I know, right? And then, like, you know, he, like, touches his nose when he talks about, like, stupid stuff. And blah, blah, blah. So then they like, kind of like bond and like laugh about that. And suddenly the doctor shows up and they look at him and they just start cracking up.
Yeah, no, it was a great, it was a really good scene.
He's like, what were you talking about?
Nothing. Yeah, that was, it was a lot of fun.
That was pretty fun. And so that's so, what like, you know, then they like, you know, then Mickey like realize, oh, because Mickey sees like fat kid trying to get out of the school.
Just the chunky child.
He sees the child, the chunky
he's
child.
He's not fat. I mean, he's not like roly-poly wandering around like that grape woman in Willy Wonka.
Or like, you know, Gilbert Grape's mom.
Okay. Or Chunk from, now I want to say Good Will Hunting, but that's not right at all. It's Goonies. I'm Goonies. Chunk from Goonies.
God, so not my generation.
Whatever. So yeah, because you're an old
son. So he sees this kid trying to get out of school, and yes, like, oh my god,
and he can't.
We, you know, he can't. So like, Mickey's like, how are we gonna get in? And like,
Canine says, what does he say?
We're in a car.
Oh yeah.
And Mickey's like, duh, yeah, duh, we're sitting in the car. How are we gonna get in?
Yeah, so what are we gonna
Canine
do?
Says
they go back and forth. We're in a car.
No, what? I know, but seriously, how are we gonna get in?
We're in a car.
But how are we gonna get in?
We are in a car.
So how are we? Oh, shit.
Yeah, and so he fucking drives the car through the doors.
Yeah, and gets in.
Some battering ram shit.
Yeah, that was pretty smart. Of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
Of the proper tin dog.
Yeah, it makes me think, well, Mickey said he's the robot dog, but not as useful.
Totally not as useful. Even, like, the poor robot dog who's, like, you know, kind of, like, sick and just, like, not getting around. It's like he's got the canine dog
flu. No, he's fine.
Oh, but remember he was in the car and he couldn't get around as good.
Well, he just can't physically get... I mean, how do you hide a fucking robot dog?
You just don't.
A robot dog who's on wheels.
You just don't.
So, R2-D dog.
No.
No, I'm sorry.
K-2-3-1 dog.
I will sit here and think about what I've done.
Yeah, just be bad, Steve. So, like, so then... Like, the doctor sees all the kids all linked up and they're trying to, like, you know, break... They're just trying to figure out some sort of theorem that will give the Krillitines power over time and space.
Like
the
Ender's Game scene. The Ender's Game scene where they're all basically playing a game.
I haven't read the book for years.
Well, they think they're playing a game, but they're actually trying to solve some weird math equation that will help, or crack some code that will help the Krillitines take over the world.
Right.
Basically.
Yeah. So then, like, the doctor, you know, sees them all, and he's like, oh, we need to, like, stop at the source or something. And then, so, they can't really stop at the source unless they blow up the school with the oil.
It's for been some weird reason, so goddamn long.
Yeah, oh, yeah, for some reason, the Krillitines, their oil that, like, ooze out their pores is, like,
that is infecting the kids and making them smarter.
But, like, will blow themselves we'll up
blow
because
up.
They're so different from what they used to be?
Something like that. They're so different from what they used to be. They've evolved or something.
Right. So then, like, yeah, so Giles realizes, like, the doctor and the Scooby Gang are trying to, like, you know,
Scooby
destroy
Gang,
them.
How dare you?
They're trying to destroy them and, like, corners
I
them.
I saw
in the
no
gym.
Xander!
Corners them in the. Well, Xander was there in all our hearts.
Dude. Yeah.
And was trying to, like, corner them, but then, like, Canine shows up and just starts, like, shooting. I'm a shooty dog. And starts shooting.
Pew,
at
pew,
the...
pew, 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 pew.
He starts shooting them, and it's like, oh, hey. You know, I guess Canine got some little K-ball.
Yeah, well, yeah, he's not, he hasn't been fixed.
Nope.
Yeah, and he's basically, like, I forget, I think he talks to the doctor, like, you know what? I gotta sacrifice myself. It's the only way.
Yep.
And it's like, well, what about Sarah Jane Smith? This is her fucking robot dog that she loves.
Yeah. Well, you know, her canine dog wasn't working for a while, so.
Yeah, but still, she still loves, this is her fucking pet. It's a robot pet, but it's still her pet.
He's like, yeah.
She is emotionally invested in the welfare of this robot dog.
So the Scooby Dang gets the students
How
out.
How dare you.
Gets the student out of school, and like, you know.
How about the Whovians?
Like, and Canine's like, I'm blowing this shit up.
Yeah.
I'm going to blow up the oil.
And the doctor's
and take
like,
school with me.
The doctor's like, are you sure? Yes, I'm sure. I have to. He's like, okay.
And he's like, you're a good dog, Canine.
Good dog.
And then, like, suddenly, like, okay, so they get them out. And then Giles shows up. And Giles is kind of like, huh, what are you going to do? And Canine's like, I'm blowing this shit up.
And Giles is like, oh, yeah, that's something you can do. Oh, fuck.
You're
and
a
then,
bad dog. And he's like,
boom.
And what he said, you're a bad dog. And he's like, affirmative. And then he blows up the school.
Yep.
Yep. And the kids all like kids like, hey, fat kid blew up the school. And so, like, suddenly he's yay! It's like
Chunky Child is the hero.
Chunky Child blew up the school, and he's just kind of like, yay!
Not Jackie Childs, Chunky Child.
Jackie Child. Stop bringing up, like, Seinfeld references.
That was, like, once.
I don't like Seinfeld.
I was not a huge fan. If you want a 90s sitcom, watch News Radio with Phil Hartman and Dave Foley. Aww, yeah. God, it was fucking good.
Dave Foley was a hot chick.
I know. Ugh. It made me feel weird. So anyway, man. Then everything, like, Canine saves the day, sacrifices himself. They don't say goodbye, do they?
No. So, like, you know, so now they're like, so Sarah Jane goes into the TARDIS. He's like, oh, you've redecorated. He's like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, you can come if you like. And she's like,
no, but you should bring Mickey along because you need a Smith.
Yes.
And Rose was so fucking mad.
Rose was kind of like, fine.
I guess.
And Mickey's like, yeah, I'll come.
And Rose goes, yay.
Sure. Do my gritted teeth.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so, like, yeah, so Sarah Jane goes out of there. And he's just like, Sarah Jane, we'll see each other again. She goes, no, say goodbye.
Yeah, seriously, fucker. Don't just say, you know, see you later or I'll call you. Just, if you're going to fade out of my life, just say goodbye.
And that's pretty much when I started bawling, I think.
Oh, you really did.
Oh, she earned it.
Yeah, and then it was, he basically brought K-9 back.
Well, so he goes and he's like, goodbye, Sarah Jane. And, like, you know, they get a little weepy, and I start, like, bawling like a little bitch. And then, so the TARDIS dematerializes, and surprise, surprise!
Yeah, there's K-9.
Mark 4.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know. But
yeah,
because like,
there's been,
hey,
like, you know,
Sarah Jane.
Yeah, so it's just like, yeah, somehow he downloaded his, like, memory, so it's the same K-9.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so then she's like, oh, I'm going to get a spinoff.
Yeah.
Spoiler, she does.
Apparently she does.
Yeah. Right? Sarah Jane Adventures.
Or not Chronicles. I'm thinking of the Sarah Connor Chronicles.
Yeah, no, Sarah Jane Adventures.
Yeah, Sarah Connor Chronicles, which was not a bad show.
So then Mickey and the Doctor and Rose go off, and, like, Sarah Jane is left to her own devices with her little robot dog.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was a fun episode.
Which turned into a kids' show, right?
Yes. Well, yes. It was geared towards the youngers, you know, if, like, Doctor Who's for the teens and if Torchwood's for, like, the young adults, then Sarah Jane would have definitely been for, like, you know,
the kiddies.
The kiddies, yeah. The kiddies and the tweens. And, but you enjoyed this. So knowing that Sarah was not realizing this afterwards or really during that Sarah was a former companion and, like, lent a little bit of history to it, you enjoyed it.
Yeah, no, it was fun. It wasn't just the Giles the Giles appearance that I,
No, you shout out, Giles!
Yeah, I did. It wasn't just the Anthony Stewart head appearance that I appreciated.
You know, anybody loves a little head. We're going to let that one lay there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just let that sit out there for a little while. See what happens. What? Everybody understands it. They didn't all laugh.
Seriously, every episode is like for adults anyway. If there's a kid learning here, look up head on the internet, okay?
Anthony Stewart head.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, no. Everything's marked explicit. I mean, for a reason. Because we can't control our fucking language.
Yeah, we can't fucking do that.
So yeah, it was a fun episode. It shows like how it kind of emphasizes like just how kind of big the Doctor Who universe is.
Yeah.
But
it's also awesome. I think, you know, outside of like having an old nemesis, it incorporated that, like, hey, this is all one big story.
Yeah, because we've had the Daleks and the Plastic Men, which you said already appeared.
Right.
And
but someone who's actually close to the Doctor, this is the first time we've had someone's like, oh my God, not just like a name check and not just like, you know, a Dalek.
Or just not like a rack of clothes that you see that has references to previous Doctors on it.
Look, there's a scarf. I know what that means.
I know. Seriously.
Yeah. You know what that means.
Right? Yeah. It means, is it a Tom Baker?
Yeah.
Okay. So, yeah, it's a reference to the previous show, but it in a narrative form. Like, it's like, oh, these have consequences. Sarah Jane Smith was fucking hurt by the doctor just leaving and never saying goodbye before. Right. She was hurt and she waited for a long time.
Yeah.
Like, this, like, the doctor affects people's lives on both a micro and macro level.
Right.
He affected their lives on a macro level by, say, saving the universe from these Krillatine people,
yep,
or aliens. But he, on a micro level, by just, like, probably ruining Sarah Jane Smith's 20s.
Right. I mean, it's just kind of like, you know, I've had some, like, really awesome adventures.
Yeah.
You know, I'm sure it's going to happen again.
And yeah.
It didn't.
No,
that would suck.
All of a sudden, it's like, oh, no, I'm just essentially just killing time waiting for a guy who's not gonna come back. It kind of drove home that, like, the doctor and the companion is not the healthiest relationship.
Well,
it's an intense but short-term relationship.
Very true.
Like, that's, I appreciate it on that level.
Right. So we love this episode. I love it for different reasons. You loved it. Well, you really liked it.
I really appreciated it, yes.
Yeah, there was, like, a lot of fun, a lot of good humor, yes, going on.
And it's finally, our friend Jeff has brought up K-9, the robot dog, a couple times. And so this is finally paying off.
So now you're just kind of like, now we can freely speak about K-9.
Yeah, thank you, Jeff.
You know, and, you know, maybe we'll see K-9 later.
What? Spoiler!
Is K-9 a son companion? Of a bitch! Is he a companion, Steve?
Oh, fuck you. I don't know.
So, Anthony Michael Head.
What?
He was Mr. Finch, and we know he was in Buffy's. I'm just, like, blasting through my little trivia.
Yeah, okay,
bullshit.
Go.
Elizabeth Sladen, she was Sarah Jane Smith. And, you know, and she passed.
She did. She was, like, stomach cancer?
I didn't know it was cancer. So yeah. I don't know. I don't know which flavor of cancer.
Something like that,
yeah. I just remember, like, you know, we were all out on a Friday night, and it's like, I was kind of like, oh. Me and, like, Otis, you know, we're, like, like Doctor Who people. Like,
no one else was, like...
It's like Sarah Jane died, and we, like, you know,
poured everybody else was like, wait, what?
He poured out a little Strongbow, I poured out a little PBR.
Yeah.
You know, for our fallen companion.
And there was a little white trash puddle on the ground.
Yeah. And then, you know, K-9's back. And, like, yeah, you know, again, he was, like, a fourth... He actually was a companion for the fourth Doctor. That was Scarf.
Wait. K-9 was?
Yeah. K-9 was a companion. K-9 was actually a companion. He was with Sarah Jane. He was also with,
it's so weird,
Leela. He was with Ramon. No, I don't think he was with Sarah Jane. He was, you know, he was with Leela. He was with Ramona 1 and 2.
Ramon, I don't even know what you're saying.
Well, you know, maybe they'll come up later.
Ramona the Great?
Sure.
No,
I don't know, Fred. Let's just call her Fred.
What? Fred? Like from Angel?
Sure, Fred. You know, because, like, no one understands how to pronounce her name anyway. So, yeah, that was pretty much it. I enjoyed it. You enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did. I really did.
Anything, like, you want to, like, point out specifically from it?
No, just, like, the Ender's Game thing was kind of a just...
You keep bringing that up.
Well, no, I mean, because it happened, and it was a big... I mean, it was, like...
Kind of a fake-out?
Well, it was kind of like the, hey, once we solve this equation, we will finally be able to, like, assert global dominance or whatever, or get return home. I don't remember what the end game was, okay, with the Ender's Game thing. We're making the kids work on this equation or this code as a part of a game thing.
Okay.
I don't know. But, no, it's always good. I do like that the Doctor Who universe is so expansive.
Yeah,
like, that's one of the problems I had with the Star Wars prequels, is that it made, like, this...
Have a shot, people.
Oh, I know. Sorry. The Star Wars prequels were all... It didn't make the universe bigger because it occurred to the same characters. It's all a Skywalker and Obi-Wan Kenobi and all this other shit. It's like, we know they don't, like, what happens to them, essentially. And, like... Oh, you have a sister? In Star Wars, it's like, oh, Luke, you have a sister. What, Leia? Yes, because it's the only woman you've ever met who's not named Aunt Beru or Mon Mothma. Like, yeah. Fucking A, come on. The galaxy should be bigger than this. Like, I appreciate, like, you expanding...
No,
I appreciate Doctor Who expanding the fucking universe of Doc, you know? And just, like, kind of... I don't know. I appreciate that it just points out, like, the history. Like, me, right. I'm not going to go back and watch all fucking 900 episodes from 1963 on.
Well, each episode was, like, perhaps part of a 4 or 5 or 6 part story.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I know. Yeah, you're not.
Yeah, so I like that they tap into this history.
Yeah.
And bring it up and just, like... It's not a big, like, season finale episode. It's just a regular episode. They decide, hey, you know what? Let's bring back this companion from, like, 1974.
Yeah.
Or 70, whatever.
Yeah, 70s. She came back one other time for, like, one of those
anniversary episodes. She ended up having a spinoff, right?
Yeah, they tried a different spinoff, like K-9 like, and Company. And
it was then, like a kid's show, essentially. No.
Well, the one, the current, in the knots, yes. But they also had like a pilot for like a Canine and Company one or something, yeah. Or, you know, with like Sarah Jane and I don't know. The guy who owned the rights to Canine was like just trying like everything. It didn't really work.
Well, but whatever. Like, yeah,
so let's just say.
What I'm saying is that I really appreciated that every once in a while they will dip into the history of Doctor Who and they will show you that, oh.
And they'll honor it.
Yeah, happened before. And even if you don't know what that shit is, we're going to explain it and point out that it's important.
Right.
You know? Yeah, no. I liked it.
Yeah, I did too. All right, well, so, like, well, Steve, hey, the next episode we're going to watch is The Girl in the Fireplace.
I have already watched this episode.
You have. So let's make some bullshit up.
Okay, well, I remember vaguely at the time that we originally recorded this.
You can remember that?
I had just finished reading this gigantic novel, Mr. Strange and Jonathan Norrell. And
Jonathan
so,
Strange?
Not Doctor, just Mr. And so
I didn't go to 7 years of Strange School. It would be called Mr. Strange.
You went to a Lutheran school, so it was strange. So.
Yeah, it was very strange.
So I remember making a joke reference about the girl in the fireplace being that the doctor activated some weird thing with the stones and some statue came to life to describe a murder. Because that happens, I think, in the Doctor... Or the Mr. Strange and Jonathan Norrell...
Totally.
Or no, Mr. Norrell and Jonathan Strange.
Totally.
I forget which.
Totally.
I don't know. Whatever.
Shit happened.
I know what happens, and it's fun.
Sure. Pause it. All right,
So... Anyway, Jonathan Norrell and Mr. Strange is not a bad book. It's fun. It's kind of fun. It's written in the style of, like, Dickens or whoever was writing 200 fucking years ago. Because that's when it takes place. And also, it was turned into a BBC miniseries, which is supposed to be pretty good. So, anyway, that's what I was thinking of when I was inspired to do, like, the... Hey, some statue comes to life and talks about who murdered it, who murdered a person there or something. Well, I don't know.
Statues that come to life, what could that possibly be about?
The girl in the fireplace. Because it's a statue of a girl near a fireplace. You know what? I'm going to have another beer.
Wait.
What?
Maybe I'll have another beer, Steve.
Oh, John got novelty Doctor Who? Bottle openers for Christmas.
See, now it's like True Stereo. So, okay, so that was the episode. Yeah,
True Stereo, but like 20 seconds apart.
So those were the show. That's the next episode we're going to watch. And like, you know, we will have no future understanding of what happened there. Steve, hey, how can people contact us?
By meeting us on the street and saying hello.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, but what's even easier... is to, and you don't have to be in Chicago,
no.
Email us at drunktorwho@gmail.com.
Or they could possibly contact us another way.
On Twitter at drunktorwho or Twitter at SR Dahlin, DAHLIN. That's me.
That's it, right?
Or they can go to drunktorwho.com/contact.
Okay.
Or is it slash contact us?
I don't know. Go to our website, drunktorwho.com.
Yeah,
and, like,
John
just, like,
has...
poke around there.
John has put some cool, like, episode descriptions up, which I'm sure I've mentioned before.
No, I put in the episode descriptions, but then I'll put notes, and it's like, I don't even know if I need to put notes anymore, because I don't think anyone really looks at them.
Occasionally people look.
Okay. You know, but like,
But if you want to be lazy, don't, you know, whatever.
I don't know. I don't know if it's worth the effort. If it is worth the effort, let me know. You know, I was like, again, talking to Jeff, and, you know, Jeff is kind of like, I'm like, are they funny? He's like, eh. I'm like, are they clever? Oh, he's like, yeah, they're clever.
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, okay. Yeah. I was trying for funny and clever. You know, I guess I got clever.
Hey, you got one out of two. That's, I know, that's right? 500.
Or 50-50.
50-50. You're batting 500. Like, if you bat one out of three, 333, you're like a Hall of Fame baseball player.
So, let's hope we actually recorded this one properly.
Oh, Jesus Christ, I hope so.
And Steve will rush and get it, like, edited and put out.
Soon.
Very, very, very soon. And, like, you know, maybe, like, the next one after that. You know what? I'm sorry to break the timeline. Girl in the Fireplace, that one came out okay.
Yes.
The one after that?
Yeah, the one after that did not.
The first part of the Cyberman double feature?
That did not
work. We may have to redo that one?
Yes, we will.
Okay. Well, you know, maybe Girl in the Fireplace will come out relatively quickly.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. And then the other one?
Depends on what that girl's fucking doing.
Yeah.
If she's going to be kind of a bitch or not.
But then 4 weeks from today, what's going to happen, Steve?
We're going to go to Disney World. For John's birthday. But that doesn't matter to anybody who's listening to the podcast.
No, that's just me. Yeah. 4 weeks from today, yay, we're going to be in Disney World.
So, yeah.
So, we won't be recording an episode in Disney World.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So, but like, you know, hopefully we will catch up soon. And keep listening, and thank you so much for being...
Rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes, which helps out a lot.
Yeah, if you guys could get that out there, if you can give us a 4 or a 5. I would prefer a 5. Steve, okay with a 4, because, you know, Steve has issues.
I do. Google Play, we're also on Google Play. Granted, you're listening to this, you know how to find us.
Yeah, so some comments would be kind of really awesome. And, you know,
reviews, comments,
you know, we'll actually mention you. So if you want to, like, put that out there and you want to get your, like, voice out on the iTunes without, or internets without actually having to make a podcast.
And even if you hate us, just review us. Who cares?
Oh, yeah. If you want to say, like, bad shit, you know, we will mention that also.
Well, we might not read your review, but we'll at least mention your name, your iTunes reviewer name.
We'll probably talk about it. Oh, yeah, we'll definitely talk about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, so
thank while you. Weeping.
While weeping and eating some sort of Italian food.
Sure.
And drinking beer.
Okay.
So, like, the final tally, you know what? Again, this is the fourth time we've recorded this. There has to have been, we drank half the craft beer in Chicago at this point.
Yeah.
And we drank, like, you know, a good, probably like half a bottle each of, like, some sort of, so, like... than booze product.
No, tonight we drank Lagunitas Little Something Something, which was a good tasting 7.5% ale.
Yeah.
And also a shot of tequila. So, yep. You know, we're good.
So, yep. So
I don't know how many we had. I think we had 3. But then again, we might have had 4 because we recorded this fucking twice today.
Today. After we, like, stopped to go have a pee break and then realized, oh shit, mine didn't record.
Well, we don't want to record your pee break.
Well, no, yeah, no, we don't.
Okay.
It would sound like...
And...
We...
I don't...
Enjoy our outro. Thanks, Denise.
Okay, thank you, Denise. And goodbye.